Hi, I'm Brad Bateman, fourth generation dairy farmer here in Utah. Good to take a few minutes to visit. Every part of our business here is about efficiency and sustainable. Of course, the price of milk in the end has to play into the sustainability part, because if we're not profitable, we can't be sustainable.
The four Bateman brothers and their father, Wayne, were honored in Chicago this past May, along with eight others nationwide, by the U.S. Dairy Sustainability and Commitments Award Program, part of an industry-wide effort to measure and improve economic, environmental, and social sustainability in the dairy community. Brothers Brad and Jason met with me at the dairy, nestled along the southwest side of Utah Lake as the spring rain clears. The dairy is the largest in Utah, predating statehood. The farm is also the first from the state to be recognized nationally for their new sustainability practices, including their water conservation efforts and the sand reclamation system that captures nutrients from calves and cows to use as fertilizers. Brad says sustainability and efficiency go hand in hand when it comes to just trying to keep his business afloat with roughly 7,000 head of cattle that need to be milked three times a day.
The dairy industry has become a global market. So a lot of the dairy products that are made here end up all around the world. A lot of powder here in the U.S. ends up in almost every country. And the world prices, to a certain extent, are setting the prices for our domestic markets here and locally. Of course, the Russian embargo has hurt us bad. The government decides that they're going to punish Russia, and in fact, they punish us here in America, the producers of food, because they're not taking those dairy products, which are backing up here locally. Prices go up and down. Hopefully, the downturn is not long-term.
Right now, the price of milk is not keeping up with inflation. In fact, the family business sometimes produces milk at a loss. Things were really hard in 2009.
The price of milk today, in a lot of the stores around, is $1.89. 25 years ago, milk was $1.89. Look how everything else has gone up. So we have to be efficient. We have to be good.
To help improve efficiency and to address the rising costs of energy, Bateman Farm is installing new solar panels that are expected to take care of 90% of electrical needs, including the cooling systems to keep the cows from overheating.
We felt like as a hedge to the future that we would produce a percentage of our electricity here and pull that off the grid and control a portion of our electricity through the solar system.
Just a few years ago, the unusable feed from the cows was being discarded, put in landfills, and burned. But these days, the farmers are recycling everything they can.
And here on the dairy, we reuse a lot of things. So this manure that these cows generate, we use very, very little commercial fertilizer because we use the compost, the manure. It goes on the land, raises the crops, comes back in, feeds the cows, makes the milk, and then it goes right back out, and we just keep that cycle going. These cows are amazing animals, how they can take a lot of just grass and turn it into milk that is highly nutritious, full of calcium and protein. I think it's an amazing story that we have.
Even with these sustainable measures, Bateman wonders about the future of the dairy industry.
There will always be a dairy industry here. Who will be involved in that? I guess that's yet to see how things play out.
Reporting from Utah County with Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.